Happy Halloween time! I'm Roz Hernandez. I'm a comedian and the host of the paranormal comedy podcast, Ghosted by Roz Hernandez, produced by Starburns Audio. On my podcast, I talk to famous people, comedians, experts, and listeners about all things paranormal. We're talking Ouija boards, poltergeists, aliens, psychics, demons, Bigfoots, and of course, ghosts. My podcast is weekly all year long, and I've got over 3 years of episodes currently available for all your spooky needs. Recent guests include Patton Oswalt.
But it felt like the minute I walked away from the monitors and I couldn't see anything, that's when the ghost started moving around.
Naomi Ekperigin.
A ghost isn't like somebody, it's not like a return. It's like somebody who was like, I don't feel like leaving.
And Chris Colfer.
Whatever it was slowly just disappeared. And that's when I knew, oh, that was not a person.
Subscribe to Ghosted by Roz Hernandez on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get podcasts.
Crab Feast, you know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Orion Sickler, soccer star, Juco. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again. Fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all.
Redlining, baby.
Another Tuesday.
Oh, they redlining today.
Crab Feast for that ass. Woo, a little puberty crept into that pitch deck right there.
Redlining, baby.
Man, was it good to almost touch your pitch, Jay Larson.
Comedy. I don't think we were ever close to this.
Welcome back from vacation, Player.
Thanks, Player. Good to be here. Feast of Nation, great to be back in the studio with you all. As always, JayLarsonComedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy, and all social
all
media.
Social.
Got some upcoming things to mention about. July 18th, I'll be at the Super Serious Show hosting and headlining that. If you've never been, it's at the Virgil in Los Angeles. That's a ways off. And then August 18th, Ryan and I will be in Petaluma at the Petaluma Comedy Festival doing a live Crab Feast during the day.
Yeah, 2 p.m. I just saw, I think today.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think?
I think.
So if you're up in that neck of the woods, if you're near Sonoma, San Francisco, anywhere, come on out. We're going to be doing a live Crab Feast. And then
it's a great that lineup stacked,
yeah, it's
too.
It's going to be awesome.
Sklar's, I think DVK's up there. Yeah. I think I saw Brian Posehn. Todd Glass?
Maybe Todd Glass. I mean, that's probably the low point of the festival, but otherwise, it's going to be good. So come out to that, and we're excited about it. We hope to see you there. Sickle Cell?
RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. I'll have some dates up on my site soon. You can always check RyanSickler.com for my in-town dates and out-of-town dates. As Jay already mentioned, the festival. Happy 4th of July, everyone, by the way. Have a good, safe one tomorrow.
Get them bottle rocking,
baby. If you're
baby.
Doing shit that's dumb, send it to us.
Lighten them snakes, baby.
Hang us up in it, please. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. You'll see Jay and I going back and forth on our home run derby, which we are excited to announce. We have a date locked. It is Saturday, August 25th. At this point, time TBD, field TBD. We'd love to get a night one in if possible. We talked about how cool that would be. We'll see what happens.
It all depends on what field we can get.
Saturday, August 25th, Crab Feast Home Run Derby. And we'll give you more information as it gets a little closer to.
If you're in the LA area or just looking for a trip, come on out.
It's going to be fun. We're going to try to have some undercard events. And I say undercard because it is a main event.
Yeah, it's the main event. I mean, it'll probably be quick once I get up there, but still.
You're probably going to tear everything on swing, too.
You know what
so
I mean?
We wrap.
So,
okay. thecrabfeast.com for all your Crab Feast info. Merch is there. Everything's going on over at thecrabfeast.com. And please follow the Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter.
glad to have back and proud to have back Brooke Lennon. And I say that because, you know, it's when you can stand behind a sponsor, it feels really good. And we've mentioned Brooke Lennon before. I bought the sheets before we even had them as a sponsor. And then when they came to us for sponsorship, we were like, hell yeah. Sickle and I love our sheets.
Love.
And we love sleeping in them. You spend a third of your life sleeping in your sheets, for crying out loud. You feel good in them. And you all know, you go to a hotel and you're like, man, these sheets are amazing. Well, that's what it feels like when you get Brooke Lennon sheets. And the deal with them is they're the best, most comfortable sheets with no big markup. Most bedding companies mark up as much as 300%, which is insane. Brooke Lennon sheets have been named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. That's something to put your hat on. And they've had over 20,000 five-star reviews. If you guys are out there and you've given us a five-star review, you know what it means when you want to give something a five-star review. It means you believe in it, you care about it, and you're willing to take the time to give a review. So to have 20,000, that's pretty impressive. The thing I like about them, not only are they comfortable, they have versatile colors and patterns. So you can get your base sheets like a solid and then get your top sheet polka dots. You want to get base on your pillowcases and then to do polka dots or stripes or something like that.
I got the stripes on my bed right now.
Got the stripes. I got the stripes on too. We got the dots in the hall closet. Either way, we love it. Luxury bedding underpriced. You have to buy these sheets today. Go to brooklinen.com for our exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Feast at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty. That's ridiculous on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Feast at brooklinen.com. brooklinen.com. Promo code Feast.
Hit them up and save on them dollars.
No promo code needed today.
I want to say this before you do that, because it's no secret that sometimes we pre-record. You go out of town, I go out of town, whatever.
Do it all the time, baby.
Without a doubt, I can say this episode right here is absolutely one of the most fun episodes we've done in this year, but in a while. I mean,
well, we love this human to death.
God.
And she just, it's just like an onion. You just keep on peeling and shit just keeps coming out. There are very few guests that come here and they give us they send you stories or me stories, but then you sit down and all of a sudden you just start talking and you're like 40 minutes in and you haven't even touched a story yet.
It's unbelievable. She's great. And we'll be back soon
too. Yeah. And we're excited to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her. South Philly pride, Eleanor Kerrigan!
Eleanor Kerrigan!
Welcome back to the Craft Feast, girl!
Yay! Thanks for having me back, guys. I love the clap in the beginning.
Throw a little extra sauce on it for that
right?
Super Bowl win that you had. And
wearing the hat.
Since you've been here,
just
I feel like this was good
Jay.
Luck for you guys.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm wearing the hat just to piss you off.
I got five in my room if you want
me. Do you? Five?
Yeah.
Good for you. Dynasty fell apart.
I got two.
It fell apart. We lost in the Super Bowl.
Philadelphia,
fell apart.
Oh, they ripped you apart. Crying everywhere.
I
hate
no
Patriots.
Tears at all. No tears
None?
At all from me.
Not nope. One tear?
No.
I'll make you cry right now.
Go ahead.
I'm kidding.
Did you hate the Patriots before you met them in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
You did.
Did you hate them when we beat you in the Super Bowl when you had Donovan McNabb?
No.
Okay. So you didn't hate them then.
I'm just trying to think of when else we would have hurt you in
Super Bowls.
I'm going to show you when you hurt me, because I'm going to piss everybody off right now. I'm a big Rams fan.
Uh-huh.
So that one hurt. Yeah. When they shouldn't even have been there. And the Tuck rule.
Oh,
should have been the Raiders. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, because the cheating is continuous. So it's hard to catch up. It's hard to remember
which one
you cheated to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, football's a pretty clean sport overall.
Is it clean?
Yeah. Super clean.
Super clean.
You know what I mean?
Tuck rule, huh?
What do you think? We fucking did the Tuck rule? You think we were fucking in stripes that day? Hey, I don't know whatever happened that day. You know, there are bad calls that happen all over the place.
Yeah,
Vinatieri still needs to make a field goal. We still need to go on. And then, obviously, it was luck that we got in, because we didn't continue to be the most dominant team in all of sports over the last 20 years.
Sure, you can do that when you cheat the way you cheat. Yeah,
right. Those fucking balls, if they were inflated or deflated.
Are your balls inflated or deflated right now?
Well, I had a good night last night, so they're deflated. Okay, girl.
Hey, he fixes his glasses, you little shit.
Either way, Pats are legit.
But I do love the Birds, too. But I'm a big Rams fan from Eric Dickerson back in the day.
Gotcha. Do we want to talk about the Red Sox and the Phillies or anything?
Go
like
Sox.
That?
I mean, I love the Phillies too.
Yeah.
But I'm a big Red Sox fan. So.
Because why?
1986, terrible year to become a Red Sox fan. But my brother Johnny decided to like the Yankees, and I was like, you know what? You're a dick. I'm gonna root against you. So I was like,
and
I'm gonna pick their rival.
Fucking love Spike Owen,
the Buckner, Bill Buckner.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, boy, yeah, I remember. But it was
which
awful.
A lot of people don't know, by the way. Bill Buckner has better numbers than Don Mattingly, and everybody wants Don Mattingly. Yes, he does.
Yeah, no, I'm saying nobody cares though. They just want.
All they care about is that one play. That guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he was a stud. Billy Buck.
Well,
I mean, he shouldn't have been in there for defensive purposes in the ninth. They always pull him out, but John McNamara fucked up. You know?
Wait, I didn't know that. Is that true?
They used to pull him.
He was a defensive replacement, like the guy that batted 218 would come in and just
who had a hell of a glove.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
McCabe,
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. And they didn't that game.
It makes it even worse.
It
worse.
Does. I was like, this team is like me. Part. They get choked. Right there, and then everything just goes to shit. So I still love the Red Sox.
And they've actually been playing really well lately. They just swept this team out of Baltimore in the series.
That's
they
swept. Interesting.
They swept the whole.
That's sorry about that whole thing.
You can't even talk. Trash
I love.
About
I love
it.
The Phillies.
The worst team in baseball. I have a bet with my friend that. We've got crab cake, Maryland crab cake dinner on it that the Orioles, and I'm taking this bet, will finish worst in baseball. More really? L's in that column than any other team. Royals are dancing right there with us about three games out. But other than that, I think we're going
to
take
at least you got something to root for.
That's what I'm saying. See? I got to have something to root for. I'm rooting for us to shit the bed, the whole bed.
He's the only guy out of candy. Get down! Like, hey, what are you doing, Dick Fish? Like,
No, he was out. He was out.
Room for that.
No, he swung. He did, guys. Come on, let's be
out.
The Phillies are great, but now I have to. My nephew plays for the Minnesota Twins. We talked about that last time.
Who's
when
your
I was
nephew?
Here. Jimmy Kerrigan. He's amazing. When I was here last time, he had just gotten drafted.
Oh, killer.
But now he went to advanced single A, mm-hmm. and then yesterday he got promoted to double A.
No,
wow.
He hit his double home A? Run first game.
No
yeah.
shit.
What position? He's like a big fucking...
How far was it?
Right now, a good question. I don't know. I'd all have right. to look that up. But I was just so excited.
Yeah, it's definitely more than 355.
And now my mom is like a big sports fan because, you know, I told you she took me to the Flyers. But
she
now it's
beer.
Like talking to, you know, every time I call her, she'll be watching Jimmy's game and like announcing it while she's telling me something so tragic. Yeah. You know, like, you know, he didn't make it. And I'm like, well, what happened? You know, like in the he's
talking
in
about
the
your
hall.
Uncle, huh?
Yeah, well,
colon cancer. It's going to get to you.
He had hip replacement.
Oh, he got a double, Gallinor.
Yes, that's exactly what she does. She's like, oh, my God, he had a hip replacement. He wasn't feeling good. Oh, shit. I go, what? Jimmy struck out.
She has a game on the laptop.
All right.
So I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? Like, every time I talk to her, that's all she does, back and forth.
That's the thing, too. In those big, in most families, I think, if anyone
but this is
getting
her,
any shine, they all dive into it. I mean, it's amazing to have like a... That's her grandkid.
Yeah, it's her grandson. Yeah.
Who's going to be... He's playing Major League professional baseball.
Yes.
Excuse me.
And she's the one who made us watch sports. Like, my dad was not that guy. My mom was the sports nut.
Yeah.
Like,
I got to give him a call. He's pulling his hips here. She's like identifying his swing and shit.
You're stepping in the bucket, man.
She does.
I don't think he's gonna
she really
got a couple
calls
days left.
Him on everything. He made the All-Star team for his advanced single A team.
Of course he did.
And then he got trapped. So, but he also, somebody got hurt in their AAA, so he got pulled up there, and he hit two home runs up there.
Damn.
And then, but he was just replacing the guy.
How big is this kid?
He's 6'1".
What position?
Center field for this team. But he plays the outfield. He's right, left, center now.
Center. What,
this one, he's playing center. I'm so
bisexual,
how old is he?
Huh? That's cool.
Bisexual. He's out there, my baby. How dare you? He's 24.
All right.
Yeah, so he's been playing.
He's a little old. He's only being double
elderly. Okay. Watch your hip there, Jimmy. Just my mom yelling at him.
That's sin. That's awesome.
Well, before we get too much deeper into this talking with you, will you please promote your social media, everything, whatever you want.
Social media, I'm really good at, guys. So you should follow me on all of it, all the social media, like Twitter.
What's your handle? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the handle? See, I'm good at this. EJ Kerrigan.
EJ.
Yeah. You could just put Eleanor Kerrigan.
Or EJ Manuel as well. Just go by EJ Manuel.
EJ
does it? If you
Kerrigan.
Type in both, it comes
I think
up?
So. Somebody fixed it for me because I'm like I'm terrible.
Is that your website, too?
I grew up in a typewriter store.
I'm not a fan of it either.
I got to show you my typewriter before you leave.
Oh, yes. Do you need me to re-spool some ribbon?
I might need you to. The whiteout ribbon.
Don't make me strip the machine. I'll have a flashback. It'll freak me out.
You can still do it?
I think so. I think out of fear alone. Yeah.
So I bought an old school typewriter, and when we were up at the store the other night, we started talking about it, and I go, oh my God. And I pulled up all the pictures of the guy and the shop.
Oh, yeah.
And she started almost having a panic attack. She's like, that's the shop. That's the shop. Get it out of here.
Yeah, because the typewriter's
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because it's a bit of nostalgia, but it's also OCD, hoarder-ish.
It's a typewriter store.
You don't need to have 10,000 typewriters.
No one else has got them. He's the only guy that's got them anymore.
Clearly,
there's so many, like, people wouldn't pick them up.
Got them all.
I'm like, Dad, nobody picked this up. It's been here since 78.
Crazy.
They forget they dropped it off.
I'm like, he's not coming back.
When I bought this one, there was this model they only made in three colors, light blue, the IBM tan, and black. Those are the only ones.
Yes.
So people will have them custom painted because they want something interesting.
That's hysterical.
So when I went in...
Are these people using it, or is this like a showpiece over in the fucking...
I think people use them. I mean, I don't know.
Some people still type. My dad, if he sends me a letter, it's typed, and it's typed the envelope type, and then there's a big...
That's what I started doing.
...return sticker with the NRA on there.
So nice. <it's working. laughs> I got everything. I'm the same as your dad, except the NRA sticker. So he had a orange... IBM like that was custom painted.
Okay.
And he goes, I got this one too. Somebody, you know, they had it painted, they brought it to me, I fixed it all up, and it's running like a charm, but they've never picked it up. So if you want to buy it, you know, you can have it. They've never come to get it.
Nobody
so you're just buying someone's typewriter that they just either forgot about or just said, fuck.
I think there's got to be statute of limitations. It was like, you know, 8 months. I don't know.
It probably was longer than that.
Limitations on typewriter pickup.
You got to pick it up. That'd be like getting an oil change and never getting your car. And somebody like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, but a car has value.
Shit, a typewriter,
nobody cares about.
I spent $300 on that typewriter.
You spent $300?
I can't release it. You're 9 days past.
Yeah, I can't release it.
I'm not going to be able to release this.
9 days past. I'm literally seeing the tags that I used to have to put on them, I could see the dates, and the tag was all curled up because it had been sitting there for like 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
No one picked it up. And my dad would be like, well, we'll blow that machine out and then we'll sell it, girl. I'm like, what? That's all we're going to do?
Yeah.
Like, it sat here all this time, and then he would sell them for like $89. I don't know who saw you coming. 300? What'd you pay?
I got the IBM's, you know, the first.
Yeah, it's a big fat machine.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. I mean, I don't know. I didn't care. I wanted it.
You tell me they took it. They rolled them.
Goddamn hipsters.
The fucking guy was like,
what do I do? Go down to fucking Billy to your old man and be like, listen, I know you don't care about your family, but how about you throw me a fucking typewriter for cheap?
He would never give it to you for cheap. He'd just give it to you. That's the kind of idiot he was.
Yeah.
He never charged anybody. That's why we're poor.
And how many kids again?
10. There's 10.
10? I can't.
I was going to say 7.
I'd be light by our two
families combined.
I'm going to tell you why.
Exactly right.
But you guys put me as the 7th child. And I'm like, no, I'm number 8. Don't do that. That's my brother Billy. I can't be that
mess.
When
did we do
He's
that?
He's a mess. On the podcast, you have me listed as the 7th.
Is it in the writing?
7th, yeah.
Well, we'll have to go update that old post.
Look at you, 7th.
I like you being 7th.
Really? But that's my brother Billy. We call him Fredo.
Fredo.
So I don't want to be that one. You know what Fredo is.
8's my favorite number, so.
8.
I'll remember that. But look right there.
I talked to Fredo yesterday. He's crazy. That's what reminded me of the the tiger story.
Yeah, what is that?
When we were kids, you know, like your parents get divorced. And I don't know, your parents were divorced.
Yeah,
you
how
two?
Funny is that? Yeah. That's like
a normal.
Yeah, you know, your parents got together, they fell in love, they got married, they had kids, they got divorced. You know that?
You know,
it's like it's now a part of the cycle.
No,
it's 100% accurate at this table.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because sometimes like growing up, they'd be like, "Wait, your father is not?" I'm like, "Yeah, he left. What's the big deal?" But then I just became friends with kids that went through the same nonsense.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, because these other kids are looking at me like I broke them up.
Yeah.
I'm number 8. I'm sure it was 10, not 8. No, I'm kidding.
I heard that I was the... I mean, you know, my oldest sister, I'm the youngest of 4, and my oldest sister said to me one time, she goes, you know, Mom told me that I was the only one conceived out of love.
That's right. And if you're number 4, if you're the baby, you're the reason they broke I'm sorry.
No, I was an Irish twin, so I think it might have been him, and she was like, fuck it, let me get on that dick one more
How
time.
How close to Irish twin? Exciting.
14 months.
Talking like that.
14, yeah.
You know what? These meatballs are done enough. Let me get on that dick one more time.
That's long.
Probably where she got used to that temp,
exactly,
man.
Right.
That's long for Irish twins.
They'll keep
cooking. Mean, yeah, well, in your family, it's probably like...
We have a 10 and a half.
Your dad's banging your mom in the delivery room.
I mean, it's, you know, it's
10 and a half months.
She was irresistible.
10 and a half months.
I'm saying it's not.
That's my brother Bobby, his kids. They're, for a month and a half, they're the same age.
That's trash.
Whoa,
that's scary.
Nuts.
Bobby, you're trash.
Bobby, how dare you?
A month and a half, they're the same
age. That's
my
baby brother. He's so cute.
You guys twins? Nah, my parents
for a month and a half. We're fraternal twins for a month and a half every year.
That's just it. I don't know how people do that. But
I don't know. I mean, listen, it's. Your mom must be incredibly fertile.
Avi.
Ryan.
But.
That is a very personal thing to say.
I just had to say it.
That's okay.
But it's, I mean,
the
math is there.
They call them the fertile sisters.
The math is
there. Because my mom's sister had 10 kids, too.
Man. It's, I was going to say,
they're
it's
just
not.
Fertile, that's all.
Don't walk
hey,
by
Teresa.
Them.
Don't even, stay away from them.
Edie and Joy.
She once got pregnant serving beer at our Philadelphia Stadium there.
Yep.
Vet Stadium.
Vet Stadium. Yeah.
Just another baby.
10, though, it's not.
Are your household bills out of control, leaving you feeling powerless? At bonkers.ie, we believe it's time for you to feel the power of real savings. We're committed to getting you the best deal on your energy, your mortgage, broadband, home, and car insurance. Bonkers.ie will cut through all the red tape, saving you time, hassle, and money. Take back control and feel the power of real savings with bonkers.ie. Bonkers Money Limited, trading as bonkers.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
It's not that easy to have kids all the time. So to go like
how many
to
miscarriages?
Go 10.
Just
is,
one.
Just one. She was pregnant for a decade.
She was
11
yeah.
times. She was pregnant 11
times. 11
times.
And when she had the
times.
Miscarriage, my what grandma.
Times.
What did you call it? 20.
11 times. Times.
My grandma went to church to say novena for her because she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Did she have the Lord's home phone number? Like, how did she? That's. Don't let nanny
no cell
in church.
Back
yeah.
throw a text, you know?
I could use her right now.
Yeah. But
she'd be 103.
Who?
Right, my grandma.
Your grandma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she passed. She's 93.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Me but too. She had the Lord's home phone number, Avi. She had the, my mom had 10 kids after having a miscarriage.
Oh, the miscarriage started
first,
everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
first.
Man.
And then my grandma was nervous that my mom wouldn't be able to have kids, so she went and did the novena. See how it works? Prayers work, guys.
Man.
You got to believe.
It'll work a little too well.
About,
thank God nobody ever put that
how
on
about
my
pull
ass.
Back?
That's a
lady.
Hex.
That's a hex.
I'd have been like, who did this to me?
I got the word of God.
Oh, my
I
God.
Got the
put those damn rosaries away.
I'm like, there's no way.
Put that kid
no
back up in
there. There's a kid in every one of those loaves. There's no way.
Every beat is
I'd be
a kid.
So suspicious. I'd be like, hang on a second.
You know, when you're talking about like parents getting divorced, so you start to tend to hang out with kids that are going through the
totally.
Same nonsense. And our best friend, this, like me and my brother Billy were very close in age. So our best friend Frankie, his parents were getting divorced.
And are these all like also happen to be neighborhood kids
oh, yeah,
too?
Totally,
like it's so everywhere.
Three blocks
that, yeah,
away
exactly,
Frank lived.
Right.
And we would always go there because my brother Johnny and his older brother were best friends as well. So it was like the Kerrigans were always at their house. Like it was, you know, just our second house, and they only had three kids, so it was a lot more room, you know? So
yeah.
We could go mess up their house.
Yeah.
And they had dogs and stuff like that, but the parents got divorced, and then they started, the dad was kind of a little bit of a, I don't know if he was a loan shark gangster, something, I was too young to know him, but he had money. And when they got divorced, they started like fighting over who buys the kid the best gift. And like the mom would get him something and he'd be like, well, mom bought me this, you know? And then my friend Frankie started using it. Like,
damn.
I got this. But he's young, you know? He was like, I think we were like 9 or 10, maybe. Yeah. 9
I'd
or
be
10.
Like, well, your mom loves you more. So.
Well, no. Well, the dad started, you know, coming up with stuff. And one day he showed up, he bought him a tiger. And we were like, what?
Take that, bitch!
I shit you not.
Unless you know a king of the jungle, I'm pretty sure this motherfucker's going to top the list. Okay?
Holy fuck.
He bought him a tiger.
Tiger?
In South Philly.
You're going to have to bring Simba in here if you want to be better than this.
If you think you can trump this, how
Side of Bison's gonna be here 2:30, bitch.
That guy was—he was clearly
a maniac.
Tied in,
he might have been the top guy. You don't just get a tie. You know what kind of paperwork goes into getting a tie?
None. A lot of
bullshit.
Cash.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Wait a minute.
Right,
where do you
that.
Even get a fucking tiger?
I have no idea. All I knew of the dad was that he owned a limo company. But there was.
Hey, how do you dial that? Because
he used to drive us around in a limo with the tiger. We'd be like, this
Wait,
is
what?
Great. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
How old was the tiger? Was
in the car?
The tiger was a baby. It was a baby. They said that for
a little cub.
He was only allowed to keep him until he was 3 years old.
The kid?
Now, the tiger. The kid would be great. Yeah.
Now, listen.
He'd be great. You got to get rid of the kid at three.
You'll be raised with the tiger.
You know how I left? Tiger's going to do the same exact thing.
A fucking tiger.
Brutal. So now
3.5 still is going to be like the size of
he was big. He got big fast. He was and you know they were feeding him everything. Like this became a neighborhood event. Like, oh, we got to go to Frankie's.
But where would they keep it?
In the house. Frankie had him in the basement. Frankie had a cage.
And there was no one in the city that came over to be like, listen,
not
you guys can't have a fucking tiger.
Listen,
we had 10 kids living
just
in a one bed.
Do you
think anyone in the city
were they charging to see it?
Nobody, no. And nobody bothers anybody in South Philly.
It's $3 to see the tiger, goddammit.
Tie, man.
You want to pet him.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's 10.
You want to pet him, it's 10. You sign this form right here in case something
you
happens.
You want to feed him.
He's getting big.
But we fell in love with this tiger. Like, Frankie fell hard in love with this tiger.
Oh, he did?
Like,
that's so weird to think. Fell
but we
in love
had
with
dogs.
It.
We had like Frankie had everything. They had cats. They, everything.
I could get you
it was
a
like
dog
a
or a cat off the street
that's
right
true.
Now. It was a tiger.
No. I guess you're right. But we were so young. We were like, oh, this is great. So we would take the dog and the tiger.
Breaking news.
For a walk.
Philadelphia Zoo is missing one tiger. If anyone out there knows the whereabouts of a tiger cub, the Philadelphia Zoo is missing
His
a tiger cub.
His name is Tigger.
How long did he actually keep the tiger?
He kept him the whole 3 years, I believe. That's the thing. I don't remember it going away. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened to Tigger. Like, I always call Billy and I'm like, whatever happened to the tiger? But the dad lived in Jersey, so they had a bigger yard. You couldn't put this, like, it was when it was getting bigger, you couldn't keep him in South Philly in a little row home.
I don't give a fuck. You know, listen, a tiger's going to jump any
dude,
fence.
I know exactly the size.
We all had weird animals, not a tiger.
Well, I've seen those videos where they throw the meat over the thing, and that tiger has crazy
huge,
ups. Like,
yes.
Crazy. It's so far up
insane,
there.
Dude.
This tiger fell in love with my brother, Charlie. Like, I don't know why. Charlie's like the animal whisperer. And that Charlie would come in and he would sit on Charlie's lap, like just snuggle in next to Charlie. No, and then we don't have to pet the tiger on Charlie's lap because it was the calmest around Charlie. So anytime we went for a walk, we'd have to bring Charlie because the tiger.
If you say Charlie one more
time. I'm
so
sorry.
Charlie,
get
the tiger for Christ's sake.
Are you making fun because I dropped the R? I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on in there.
How do you say it?
I say, if I was saying it in a Baltimore accent, I would say Charlie.
Charlie.
That sounds real weird.
How do you say it?
She said, oh, God, somebody with a Philly accent.
You say it. Charlie. You almost sound like Mr. Magoo a little bit. Like, Charlie. Yeah, you're right.
C-H-O-L-I-E. That's how I spell it in my phone that way. And he goes, oh, you spell my name wrong.
Charlie.
I go, yeah, Charlie. That's how we say it.
Charlie.
That's my dad's name, too.
Charlie.
Wait, where is he in the line?
My brother, Charlie?
Yeah.
He's right two above me. He's number six.
They went five before they decided to name one after your dad?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pain in the ass, my dad.
That's
so
amazing.
No, I'm just kidding. But there was so many, you know, my Uncle Tommy, my brother Tommy's first. You know, so it was like after the... And then the girls were not after anybody until me.
Who are you after?
And me and Edie. I'm my grandma and my little sister's my mom. But it was just because I think she ran out of names.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of fucking names.
Wait,
it's two for every kid.
Wait, I have to tell you about this stupid tiger.
Yeah, we're
not
going
stupid.
Anywhere on that
I
fucking
love
tiger. Yet.
Listen, I miss the tiger. I have dreams about the tiger.
You're not going to believe
because...
this right now.
Tigger! Tigger! It's Jason!
So one day we were walking.
Get him some Omaha steaks.
He would tear that shit up.
Oh, Don't say that. That's my brother Billy's competitor. Anyway, oh, okay. So he sells
another
steaks.
Proud sponsor of the craft.
He sells steaks door to door.
He does.
Right now.
That's what
Josh Nassar
would do. Yeah,
used to. He stopped doing it because people stopped answering the door.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
Like, I go, Bill, why don't you go online?
You know what you do? Shit. You fucking walk that tiger up
you
there like,
damn
what y'all
right.
sell? You got enough,
look how
man.
Good this meat is. You hold it up and watch him jump.
All right. So,
that's also how you answer the door when social service shows up to talk to you about a tiger in the neighborhood. What's the problem?
Nobody.
Just sitting there on the
I
leash.
Don't think anybody ever said a word. I'd have to ask Frankie's mom, but I don't think anybody ever complained.
And other parents will let their kids go play around
yep.
it?
Yep. We all played around
it. Was there ever a time where it accidentally just pawed or yawned and somebody got
nope.
hurt? Nothing?
That's well, I got to imagine.
But this, the one weird thing, go ahead, you got to imagine.
I just got to imagine, like, that first year. I mean, I don't know how quick they grow, but when they're little, they're just like, oh, like a little tiny.
Yeah.
When do their claws, I mean, do they get their claws
But they still
clipped?
Have big, I mean, you ever see, I mean, the only thing I could think of that would be close is like a pit bull. You know, when you see a baby pit bull and they have those big fat paws, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. where their paws don't even look normal on
yeah.
them because
then
they grow into
they grow
them.
In,
yeah.
Totally, yeah.
See, and so I remember, but I don't remember him being, he was playful. Like it was a baby, it didn't know any better, I guess. I don't know if they stole it right from the litter. I don't know.
I mean, I'm thinking it's got instincts still.
I mean, a baby tiger. How in the fuck are you getting it there? Even if it is illegal.
Yeah.
Legal or illegal, a baby tiger is a fucking task.
Legal never comes into question where I grew up. I've never thought about, is this legal?
You know what?
Never in my life in South Philly have I thought.
No.
No.
This is the kind of shit where, like, Rye, and you probably as well, have like a greater, like, would think, like, Rye, when he couldn't get in the bathroom early, said the guy's probably shooting heroin. I'm just like, where could
or
that be?
Or jerking off.
Yeah, or jerking off. Right. How could that be happening? But this is probably one of these things where, like, if you are a mafia dude or connected, there's some guy in Jersey who's raising tigers.
I can get you a tiger.
You want a tiger? There's probably a guy.
There's a guy for everything.
There's a tiger.
Guy
I got a tiger. Yeah. Guy.
Even if it's a girl,
lease
it's a
him
guy.
For 3.5 years, it's a lease. It's
you
a tiger
you,
lease.
You get your parakeet, too.
So you just turn him over for a new cub.
We had year. Alligators. We had piranhas. We had everything.
Alligators?
Yeah. My brother Jimmy brought an alligator home from Florida. A baby alligator.
Yeah. See, that's the kind I saw.
From
that dude
Florida.
Yeah. Right. He was like, look how cool this is. I'm like, did you brought that on the plane? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no one stopped you. He's like, no.
Brought on a full pizza, too.
TSA. That's
a loaded gun.
That thing's more dangerous than a fucking razor, a goddamn mm-hmm. alligator. Even if it is a baby, those teeth are sharp.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Shit.
How and big did it get?
He didn't get that big.
He ate the cat, man.
No. We would never have a cat. Just a tiger. but he got pretty fat, but Jimmy used to feed him. The lizards. And so sometimes they would, like, chameleons and stuff, they would get out. And I remember, like, sitting on the couch and one would go on my arm. And I'm like, ah, get rid of this damn alligator. Like, I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah,
the
I guess 10 kids, 10 very different interests, probably.
The piranha was
all
terrible.
The piranha.
The piranha was, I mean, he got so big. And
no, as big as you just said?
Yeah, it was gigantic.
Like the size of a football?
Like a 20-gallon
tank. Football.
Are
like
you serious?
A fully inflated or slightly under?
Slightly under.
That's a big
this
difference.
Is a, this is a Brady football.
Okay.
So it's a
gotcha.
Little, you know, deflated. Yeah. And but he was big. He got ick. You know, that's what they get in the tanks. It's called ick. And it starts, like, it kills them,
really?
Basically.
When you have a football-sized piranha
look,
in a
they
fucking...
can't even turn in there, like...
Exactly.
Somebody
in a gumball jar.
It was a big tank, but not big enough. And like, it would have
stuck,
to be a
huh?
wall unit.
Because can't they, like, eat your hand off?
We were just... I think so. But we were just sitting watching a movie or something, and all of a sudden we hear this thing going... Poof, poof, poof. And the tank starts shaking. We're like,
no.
Oh, shit. And we're like, Jimmy.
Trying
and, of course,
to commit
Jimmy's
suicide.
Out.
Piranha suicide. This thing's trying to
my mom, my poor mom, she's just trying to keep her kids alive. She don't care about this stupid piranha, you know? So she's like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing? And we're trying to hold it together. And then it just started, like, it died. And we didn't know what to do with it. So my mom put it in a bread bag and put it in the freezer because garbage didn't come for another week. It was in a Stroman bread bag.
I would have looked up and seen. I would have gone to the
Stroman
not with
bread
not with a piranha.
It was so big.
But like when I've had stuff that's bad and you can't put it in the trash, it's going to stink.
Right.
So I put it in the freezer. You wait, and then the trash comes. You got to leave a note though, because otherwise you get that shit up there. You know.
Yeah. Well, if you had a
I would have tried to eat it.
Die. What would you do?
I would
like
it.
Right now. Bury it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take it. I'd probably take
my
it.
My ex
too,
put
like
it
that.
In the garbage. I'm like, you can't do
nah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's against the law.
Well, see, I like to date these guys that don't think about legal stuff.
Right, yeah.
So
it was why burden yourself now?
By the way, this was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't like when I was a kid. Yeah. And I was like, you put it in the garbage? Why didn't you bury it? He goes, where, on my property? I'm like, okay, we're going to have to.
You really
probably.
Love
I don't
that
like
cat,
cats.
Huh?
I don't like cats, but
yeah,
we're breaking up.
Yeah,
this
that's
is bad.
It. Yeah.
Like, your two strikes
take them
isn't
to
enough
the,
for
either
me
where
anymore.
They rescue them or a vet.
Something.
Or, yeah,
right? That's
yeah.
what I said. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, back to Tigger.
But I also wouldn't freeze a piranha either. I mean, that's.
Hey, what do you do? The woman didn't know what to do with this dead piranha that her
yeah, I would,
idiot teen sons
huge,
brought in the
it
house,
huge.
But were out clubbing when the thing died.
Clubbing. So I don't know. I gave it some broccoli. It went nuts. I don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, back to Tigger. Yes,
I'm just like trying to fathom how what? Big would you say you can? Can you remember it all?
The piranha or
no,
the tiger?
How big the tiger got to be?
I remember
like German
him
Shepherd?
Getting no. I remember him getting to like almost the same size as my Fluffy, my dog I had. She was a sheep. Sheepdog. They were about the same size.
Really?
She wasn't,
that's it? Three and a half? It didn't grow bigger than
but
that.
But that's
huh?
what I'm saying. This was the first year. I don't remember
oh, I
past
see.
This
Two
first year because
gotcha.
I think that his dad made him bring it to Jersey because the mom was complaining. That in the basement, this
fucking
she don't want to
uptight
frickin-
housewife, you know.
That's why they
Zager.
Broke up. That's
he
why they broke her. Up because she's a pain in the
yeah.
ass.
Yeah.
No.
He fucking topped her.
But
and she's
I,
like,
yeah,
mm-mm.
Because then we would have to go to Jersey. That's when he would take us in the limo to Jersey.
Oh,
to,
rolling in the limo
to,
too.
Yeah. So, but the one time we were walking her in my mother's neighborhood in South Philly.
Tigger?
Yeah, we were walking her, and
I would be. If yeah. I looked out the window, I'd be like, Jesus. Fucking Christ right now.
I don't care. I mean, could you imagine? I mean,
I would have to look at it five times before it even really sank in that that's what I am mm-hmm. actually fucking
yeah.
seeing right now.
Yeah.
A child walking a tiger.
Yeah.
In we, Philly.
In a neighborhood.
We were telling this story to my nephews over last summer, and they were like, you guys are lying. We're like, we're not lying. Like,
do you have any pictures?
No.
No.
No. Me, it was the day we were walking, it was me, Frankie, my brother Charlie, of course, because Charlie had to be there. And I'm trying to put the R in for you.
No,
and
I like
Billy.
It how you say.
Oh, okay. So Charlie, Billy, me, and Frankie. And we're just walking on this like little island of grass. Like it's still in the street. Like
yeah.
whatever. And so there's two sides of traffic going on the opposite ends of us. And we're just walking, and this fucking out of nowhere, a squirrel fell out of a tree.
Fell out of a tree.
On, like, a
it probably was startled
rabbit.
Too up there. It like, was, this is that a tiger? Oh, oh,
it was out. On Frankie's neck.
What?
It was like a rabid squirrel, like, ah, like, and he was freaking out. We're like, ah, and Frankie let go of the tiger, and he's like, what the? F-? And he's trying to get the squirrel, and we all focused on the squirrel, and Tigger went running.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Tigger pounced up on him to get the fucking
no,
thing.
Like, he went running, like, oh,
took
this
off.
Is my
now he's
chance
in the neighborhood,
to go.
Like, I'm out. Freedom. Yeah.
And we finally were like, oh shit. And we're like, Charlie, go get the tiger. Like,
go get the tiger.
The tiger was loose at this point, and Charlie's sprinting.
A loose tiger in the goddamn tree.
But we're worried that Frankie got rabies from this stupid squirrel
yeah.
that was on his neck, and he's freaking out, like trying to hit this thing off. And then, thank God, Charlie, the tiger, listens to Charlie.
The tiger
and all the traffic going, I think, scared the shit out of it. Like, it was like, where the fuck am I? But
imagine
we
driving down
lost.
The road and just looking over and seeing that shit, a tiger.
We almost lost the tiger.
Fuck.
You wouldn't think it was a tiger. You'd be like, oh, that's a giant fucking house
cat. Oh, that's
cat.
An ugly dog. Like, or not
a giant house cat.
Like, what house cat gets that big?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
It depends on what big tiger was.
Did you ever hear it growl? Did it ever give a fucking...
No.
Never?
Not, like, it was like...
or any like of that a, shit. Yeah. If I saw that once,
it was kind of cute. It was never heavy. It was never scary.
It's because it probably never got any food. Feed it Fruit Loops.
It never hissed at anyone or anything.
No.
It never growled.
No, especially if Charlie was around.
Who cleaned up the tiger shit? That's
I'm
a big
shit. I'm assuming his mom, and that's why they had a... take it back to Jersey. So we only got like
it.
A year yeah. to play with this little baby.
The dad
he
bought it
so
and made mom
cute.
Take care of it?
Well, Frank, he wanted it at his
that's
mom's house.
That's even better. At how much of a win.
So
win
when he was
that?
At his dad's,
your kid.
When he goes to his dad, she was probably like, get your overnight bag and get that tiger and get out of here.
And it would ride in the car and shit?
He would pick him up in the limo. It was in the limo.
This is how you know this guy was... he was definitely... tied in because he didn't care what shape the limo was in.
Oh, I would ride him yeah. by the zoo so he could yeah. look at all the other tigers and be like, I'm in a limo, motherfucker. I told you I was gonna get out.
No.
I've been telling you for years. I'm
I told
out.
Y'all, goddamn. Look at me now. Right, blow that horn, Charlie. Right.
Charlie.
Glad to get an 18-wheeler horn.
That's a big limo, man.
That's terrible.
Oh, that
but yeah, I miss that tiger. So I don't know what happened
I would
to
too.
Him.
I'd be scared to fuck.
Would
I
you
don't know.
Play with it? Yeah, I mean, I'm
maybe
telling you, it was
one
so
session.
Not intimidating.
Maybe one session. I'm not a guy that I don't like the gator world where they you can sit on their backs and shit.
Okay,
with, you
no,
know,
that's a big,
I'm not.
No.
I mean, their mouths are bound, but I still think one day it's just going to be like, psh, oh, that. Yeah.
But maybe even when it's little, like the baby alligator that we had, he. But we all played with that. Like
I just try to treat outside of domestic
snakes.
Animals. I try to treat every animal like it is a fucking absolute killer. I remember going to Big Bear one time, or Arrowhead it was. It was years ago. I went up and this guy had a fucking... We were staying at this place and this guy had a wolf. And I was...
Okay.
It was huge.
That's the same thing as a wolf?
Yeah, a wolf. A wolf? Had a wolf. I put the yellow on that one for you. And, you know, those
wolf.
Fucking scary yellow eyes and shit. And I was like, I was so uncomfortable even being, you know, 20 yards from that thing. And it was laying down with like a, looked like a little fucking tiny ass rope leash. I was like, that thing is going to just snap that right
fuck
off.
That. Why
and
does
just
he
looked
have a wolf?
At you.
I mean,
people
who
were
would...
taking pictures with it. And I was like, no.
Sometimes
no
they
way.
Can train them.
I mean, we would
I
all
want
to have
it.
A wolf. I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. We'd yeah. all want to have a tiger. Of course.
Not all of them.
Mike
I'm
Tyson. He was like, yeah, I want a fucking tiger.
He used to punch his tigers in the balls. There's an interview where Mike Tyson talks about how they used to stand up on their hind legs and he would punch them in the balls. That's how crazy he was.
There's something wrong with him. Is that what happened to
that's
his face?
That's legit.
Oh, that's...
That's legit.
No,
that's what
that's
he
a
said.
Head
I don't know if it's
never stopped.
He said that. Is what I'm
wow.
saying.
Either way, just any need.
No, he had big. See, you need that kind of big property.
Yeah.
For a tiger to run around, not a South Philly row home 2x4 goddamn yard. Yeah. You know
that leads into an alley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a house across from it.
Right, back to back.
Yeah.
A raccoon the other day climbed a skyscraper. Okay, that tiger could fucking hop a fence. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
I
there's
hate
a dog
raccoons.
Over there that wants to eat or something.
I'd rather play with a tiger than a raccoon. I don't like them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me fucking too. Except it depends on what size tiger. You mean like a full length tiger? Like a
even
full,
a,
full
yeah.
length.
A full length just
you
got
know, like
punched
a trench
in the balls.
Like a, trench.
A full just
stand
got
up full length. I want to punch
yeah.
in the ball.
Yeah. I would rather play with a tiger because a tiger. Yeah, the raccoons are sneaky little fuckers. I don't like them.
Yeah, no, they're
mangy
vicious.
Characters too. Ugh, I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm,
or a
I don't
wolf,
blame you on that.
A wolf
I'm not
pretty.
A raccoon fan at all.
When I lived
wolves
in
are Buck pretty,
wolves,
but
too.
I don't nope. know if I would have one.
I would never have one, but I'd love to. It'd be dope. When we were living in Venice, our landlords, they had like this house. We lived in a 2-bedroom house. They were like putting in like a lap pool, so they ripped up all these hedges,
mm-hmm.
and like so there was like all this like stuff going on. And one day I'm like coming, looking out the front door and I see these raccoons go around the corner and I look at my roommate, Jordan, at the time. I'm like, dude, I think I just saw like the biggest raccoons I've ever seen. It was like a family. Like there was like 4 of them. So we walked down the walkway where they were walking and we opened the gate and we turned the corner. And I swear to God, 4 of them, all the size of like golden laps.
Ugh.
They were huge. Ugh.
So we were living large underneath there for a long time.
I mean,
time.
I don't know if they were living under there. I mean, they were just living somewhere, but they were fucking monsters.
Oh my
Big.
God.
And a possum one time. I had a possum over there, which I do not like possums.
I don't
at
understand
all.
Them, but I
They're
don't like them.
Ugliest. Oh, that's a nasty
so
looking
animal. I had a little kitten was running around, came in my house one day. I'm like, oh, I got this little kitten. So I was like, oh, I left out some tuna fish and a bowl of milk like outside my place. Mm-hmm. And then I hear like a little, like the bowl moving around. I'm like, oh, the fucking cat's back. I go, I open the door, I turn the light, and this thing turns and goes.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah! And it wasn't a big possum. It was a little one, but it scared the shit out
of me. Yeah, yeah. They're gross. Yuck. But my ex, the one that buried the cat or threw it out in the garbage.
Should have buried the cat.
Right. Mm, yeah. He feeds raccoons. And so they all come in his yard. They just sit and wait for him. There's a bunch of
How
them.
Many?
Like, I would say like six. And one, he had a picture. It was at the door, like looking like, hey, man, you going to feed us? And I was like, dude, that thing's going to rape you. You can be careful. I don't like that.
It's going to figure out how to get into your house eventually. Yeah. They're smart. They're not dumb.
And they rip up the neighbor's roof.
Right. And just because they look cute. Like, people are like that. We went to the Long Beach Aquarium, and they let us go feed the otters. Mm-hmm. A couple Crab Feast fans work there. Mm-hmm. But it's a hole the size of this coaster, basically. And you put the sardine in, and they can't bite you from there. Because they were telling us that a lady, an expert, a professional who works with these animals all the time, was holding one like a couple years ago, and it bit her face.
Yeah.
And it ripped like her whole jaw and everything down. Like she had to have massive reconstructive surgery.
Sorry,
and now
that
you
happened,
can't even
but
do
it. You shouldn't hold
But just because
one
they're little
things.
Cute guys laying on their back floating down a river doesn't mean it won't literally rip your fucking face apart.
It has survival instincts, and
it's an animal.
Yeah,
they survive in the wilderness,
right? In the wilderness, well,
that's what they do. You know what I mean? You don't fuck with anything that survives outdoors in a world that you can't.
Hunts its own food with its hands and teeth.
Like you're talking
Why
about...
do people never think about that? Right. Like that fucking thing, we're cutting it and eating it with our hands. We're not even doing that part. These fucking animals are literally going out and killing it. And then just tearing it apart while some of them are eating it while shit's still alive going in them and shit. You're like, good God.
It's gross, but real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you watch Animal Planet?
I do.
Yeah. I like watching that. My mom's like, what are you watching? I'm like, this is great. I'm like, look, he's dominating. She's like, it's not porn. I'm like, to you, maybe. To me, it is. Kill it. Sorry.
What's your mom's porn?
Gone with the Wind. She likes Clark Gable.
Yeah.
She's always breaking a tape, or I'm like, oh, it's skipping again, or you know, because she watches.
She's still
it
using
too much.
VCR.
Yeah,
is she?
She was, and then we got rid of it. But I said, Mom, you can't rewind every time to just see him walk down the steps. Mm-hmm. You're gonna break the tape. So now she does it with the DVD, and it all skips.
I mean, who
Everybody
does your mother?
Has their thing.
Who does your mother even pick to have a relationship with? You know what I mean?
Out of the kids,
yeah. Like, does she talk to everyone and have things go? I mean, how do you? Can you imagine keeping
mom.
Up with 10? People.
No.
I talk to my mom almost every day, and then she'll say, well, I haven't seen your brother, Jimmy. He hasn't been here. And then I'm like, as I'm on the phone, Jimmy will walk in. Oh, Jimmy's here. I'm like, he's like, Ma, I was here yesterday. She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, is she starting to lose it a little?
No, there's too many. It's people always tease that they used to call us in again, out again, carry again, because there was so many coming in and out, and they... For years, they were like, you should get Mrs. Kerrigan, you should get a revolving door.
Yeah, totally.
Because like, it'll save on, you know, because you know when you open the door looking out, what am I heat in the city? What am I air conditioning in the city? Not that we had the air conditioner on or heat for that matter, but she would say it anyway. And they said it would save her on her bills if she got a revolving door.
Amazing.
But then there was like neighbors, like for a while, my brother Jimmy. One of his friends got kicked out of the house, at his house, so he was living at ours. Like, my mom would take people in. My sister...
Mean, what's one more when you got 10, right?
Oh, yeah. My sister, one of her daycare kids, both her parents were killed in the same day.
Whoa.
It was brutal. And she was a little black and white little girl. Mixed girl. I couldn't think of the word. What's wrong with me? I was thinking of cookie because I'm always hungry. And so... beautiful little girl, right? But our neighborhood, Philly, is pretty racist, you know, Boston, Baltimore. I don't know about Baltimore.
Oh, God,
Boston's up there. But we're pretty bad, right? Mm-hmm. And my sister took her in. Like, this little girl was now living with us. And I would say I was probably 8 or 9. So she was 3, you know? So it kind of took away from my little sister, who was 4 years younger than me. So it's like, I'm the baby. No, I'm the baby. You know, so it's like, no, you're not one of us, you know. And so it turned into that. And then my mom was like sitting on the step rocking her. Her name was Chrissy. And the neighbor drove by and gave like a double take. And my mom was like, oh, great. Now they think the kids are coming out black. Like there's so many. Because she was this beautiful little black girl that like big hair, you know, like gorgeous, gorgeous kid. And my mom said the neighbors would go by and just give her a look like, oh, God. Now there's a black one in there.
We got so everything evil. Over here. Tigers. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Whatever you need. Piranhas, alligators, little black girl. Whatever you need. We got it. But yeah, she also, my mom would take calls from like people that get locked up. This one guy that was kicked out of his family. What do you mean?
Your mom was the call?
He would call my house thinking somebody's got to be
right.
there.
That's got smart, right? though. You got yeah. a good, call the good chance someone's picking that up.
Somebody's
going to
be up. Somebody's going to
Which
answer.
One is this?
So, yeah. That like even when we were little, my mom said people would knock on the door and go, oh, is Billy there? No, he's not here. Charlie? Oh, no, he's not. He's out. Johnny? Like, they would just go down
maybe,
the list.
Maybe. I really don't know.
And my mom would just be like, go to the playground. I'm sure they're at the playground. Seriously. Yeah. I don't know where they are. I don't care where they are. Get, you know, just slam the door on a poor kid's face. But we had a playground across the street from our house. So that was like, just go in the playground. Don't come out until the lights go off. You know? Like, but this guy got locked up. His name's Gary. He got locked up and he would call my mom's house all the time. And for some reason, he always got my mom. And if he, would you accept a collect call from prison? And she, okay. You know, because she knew it was him. So in the 80s, when you did that shit, they tap your phone. So our phone was tapped for like all my teen years.
When did you find out?
You could hear it the whole time. You just hear clicking. You hear the clicking.
My they get an alligator over there on Smith Street.
It's so funny. My aunt says she swears hers was. She would change her number nonstop.
We never changed
all
it.
The time.
We just waited it out.
And then she'd bitch at you because you don't call her. I'm like, I'm back three numbers ago here. You know, you've already changed.
Are you a drug dealer? Why did she think she was?
She would hear that clicking.
What is she doing that they need to tap?
Well, exactly.
That's the bigger question.
Well, what you just made me think of, though, I'm about to say, is in her defense, my cousin, who's the paranoid schizophrenic, would call people a lot collect from jail and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
maybe. Hold on a second. Can we tie a couple things together?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe the paranoid schizophrenic's mom.
It's not his mom. It's his aunt.
His aunt.
It's in
the bloodline.
Yeah, it is.
Got a little bit of her own. I'm telling you, it's happened to me.
We've also considered that heavily, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's all considered. All
right. It's in the equation, for sure. We're like, I don't know about you.
I don't know if
you... But you know what? She could end up being the one that's right, and we're all
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. For sure.
You know?
But have you ever heard it? Like a tapped phone?
I have.
It's
no.
awful.
She
swears
it.
It was
and when
you
just hearing the clicking,
yeah.
like the in and out,
and I'd be like, I'm
out.
Just talking to my boyfriend.
They're only allowed to
prick.
Listen to a minute.
Yeah,
or something.
I would scream at them because you could hear it.
You know what? I don't care if they hear. I'm gonna fucking jack you up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm, you know, because I used as a teenager on the phone for like hours with your boyfriend or whatever. One of my Marios.
Marios.
I had three boyfriends named Mario.
Back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Three in a row,
my
not just three.
Like,
three
Mario,
in a row.
And I'm like, not him, the other
Mario
one.
Mario 2.
Mario B, Mario S, Mario T.
How long would you be with each guy?
Well, the one guy, Mario Brothers. Yeah, right? The one guy, Mario B, we were not long. But the last one, we were together for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a long
that
time.
Was like.
Was that Mario Lopez?
No. S.
He was number
he
two.
He was the S.
Mario Cantone?
Lopez didn't get in there. Lopez is the wrong vowels.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You gotta do the other one. You can't have that at the end.
Yeah.
Not Philly, you know, it's gotta be a
Italian boy.
Nice little Italian boy.
So the Irish chick.
Yeah.
I want to ask
the Irish
you this.
Blood, don't they?
I know.
You grew up with a bunch. How many brothers exactly?
Six brothers, six, three sisters.
Three sisters. So, did you fight a lot?
That's
like outside your family? I mean, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, in the family, we fought too. Those were like heavy fights where I remember having to stop my brother Charlie from stabbing my brother Johnny. That was a tough night. But that's how close you would get on your
it was tough
each
to stop
other's
him
nerves.
Or just
It was tough to stop Charlie, because Charlie could drink and just never, like, he's that incredulous fighter that's just gonna keep. One time he came home, he was bleeding, I think from everywhere. Like, we were like, holy shit, we thought he'd like been shot out of a cannon and he was that bad. Like, and he goes, I got in a fight at the Republican. And my brother Billy was like, did you beat him up with your face? How did you do that? Like, who bleeds like that? But he was so drunk, you know. Is how they
bleeds like that.
But anyway, so like, yeah, he was bleeding like an 80s wrestler. Like, it was weird. Like, whatever.
And let me tell you something. I'm just like trying to like do the math in my head, and I don't want to keep dwelling on it, but like, even I have two kids, and I'm just like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I would go to the bathroom just to like, so I can just be alone. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, here comes the door opening up, and my son comes.
Yeah.
There's no knock. Daddy. Yeah. I'm like, all right. They go, shut the door. Your mom never got a second.
No.
There never.
Wasn't. And I'm going to say this.
And also, you and I didn't have to be pregnant 10 times.
No.
There's that.
Fucking way.
But the door, I remember our bathroom door, because you know how people try to take time in the bathroom. That's your time. You know, so they would not go for that.
No,
and so it was ripped down upstairs. There was a sheet. We had a sheet. There was no bathroom door for years.
Amazing.
4 years. Because if I was like, I'm trying to fix my hair, like that year I decided, okay, they're not going to let me transition to be a boy, so I have to be a girl. And I was pissed. My mom was like, no, we're not doing that, honey. We're poor. You're not getting a sex change.
You can't be a boy.
This is what you got.
Yeah.
Work with it.
Dance was
it. Nothing I can do for you. Yeah, she was like, just whatever. So I would get into that stage where I would like put makeup on, or I think I was like 13 or 14. And I just remember the banging on the door, and then all of a sudden the fist came through it, and then they just took it down. And I was like, all right, so
they
that's
were
how
punching
that's
through
how it's going to be.
So they
that's
were like, how, we're not replacing this shit.
So like, you could be taking a shower, and then somebody would come in to go to the bathroom, and then somebody else is shaving at the sink. Like, so even if I'm in the bathroom.
One bathroom?
One full bathroom, yeah. We had a half bath downstairs.
Yeah. You'd be shaving the kitchen sink.
It is the equivalent of being a baseball manager and the 9 guys on the team roll with you everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
100%.
They all fucking roll with you.
I remember my brother Jimmy, when I would be showering, he would always pull the curtain like, I could see you. And I'm like, ew, what are you doing, you pervert? And then he's like, oh, what do you want me to offer you, a stick of gum? I just wanted to see how you're developing, like, as a goof. Like,
I want to see how you're developing.
Looking all right.
But it was like, because I was such a boy, like, it was weird. Like, my mom used to yell at me to put my clothes on, because she was like, you're developing. And I'm like, but I'm not.
Oh, that's the word they like, were using. You're like, developing.
Even when I come home now, I'm like, Mom, I could still walk around. They wouldn't notice. Like, they're idiots. Like, they just whatever. They would pick on me, like, for not.
I'm developing like Tigger's developing, okay? Clearly.
They put me in a cage. She's getting big. Sent me out to Jersey. But I was always fighting. And, like, my brothers would get into arguments with girls. So what they would do is go, oh, I'm going to get my little sister Eleanor to beat you up. And I'm like, what? So I'd be walking down the street, and just a random person would be like, so I hear you want to fight me? And I'm like, who are you? And they're like, your brother Johnny said you could kick my ass. Like, what the fuck? Like, and so then you have
rumors
to, like,
rumors just start from your house.
Passing a resume out. Yeah.
The neighbors would do it too. Like, kids that I, like, guys that I would hang with, like, they, my friend Tommy Newman, he was always dating these crazy girls from the neighborhood. He would find the wildest girls, and then they piss him off, and he'd be like, I'm getting Eleanor Carrigan after you. And I'm like, what? So I'd be walking, like,
just getting jumped from behind.
Yeah, all of a sudden people would attack me, like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, just punching. So I was really good at fighting.
Always
really
ready.
Good. Always ready. And people would just get me involved in their stupid fights. So one time, my brother Bobby, who never did this, he was like, hey, a girl he liked was getting picked on. He's like, go. He sent me and Edie, because my little sister
Perkel?
Edie is a badass. Okay. Yeah, Edie Perkel. One of my favorites.
I know.
But he sent me and Edie, because he was like, I don't know how many girls there are, but they're picking on this girl he liked. So go to the field, to the playground across the street, and just
how
see
old
what's,
were you?
Probably 13. 13 or 14, you know, so I got my cigarette, you know, I'm chain smoking by the time I was 9 anyways. So I know. Don't look.
When were you drinking?
I don't like drinking. I don't like alcohol. I didn't like the taste of it. Like,
did your mom know you were smoking heaters?
She found out because my little sister ratted us out, and she would break our cigarettes up because there was nothing she could do. Like, yeah. we were latchkey kids. We were out the streets.
Yeah, well, she's working a double over at the vet. Now. Yeah. That double header.
Double header tonight.
Okay. She Cincinnati.
Tug McGraw's on the hill tonight.
Oh, my baby. Anyway. But my little sister was like, oh, Ma, they keep their cigarettes on the inside of their pocket, you know, like our members only jackets mm-hmm. with the inside. Ah. And so my mom would break the cigarettes and then she would put a little note in there saying, love mom. So you would walk out in the morning like, oh, I need the cigarette, open it, be like, fuck. Like, oh, hilarious. she was on to us, but she couldn't stop us. You know, like there wasn't nothing that got by her. Most of the time, you know, I mean, there were some things we could sneak through every
maybe
once in a
one
while.
Maybe one or two orangutans.
It's nobody's business. She loved pets. She didn't care. Oh, look how cute he is. She would keep that.
Like, look at the size of the teeth on this hippo right here, man.
It's in the tub, so you're going to have to use the half bath.
It's
downstairs.
In the above ground pool out back.
Yeah, right.
That's where somebody in Philly would put
above
that motherfucker.
Above ground pool. That's great. My brother Jimmy, his house is on like the corner. He doesn't have like a real yard. Like, his is a garage.
Oh, he's still in?
Oh, he lives up the street from my mom. So one time I came home from LA and he had like one of those little plastic pools on the sidewalk with the kids in it. And
stop.
And the cars
mouth.
Turn right there. And I'm like, Jim.
Well, he's
like,
exhausted.
I go, Jim, puddles this is a tent. Go to mommy's house. Use her yard. He goes, nah, nobody's going to hit my kids. I'm like, you don't know that.
That's right.
People hit this
How
corner.
Many of your brothers and sisters live in that same neighborhood?
All of them, except.
Still?
Yeah, they live up the street or around the corner.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Nobody left.
Like in real estate moguls over
right?
there.
Right?
No shit.
Well, there's.
Sad on this.
Three of them went to the suburbs to go to the better schools and stuff.
Yeah.
So the rest of them, you know, stayed in the city. Little Jimmy that plays for the Twins, he went to school in South Philly.
Wow.
Yeah. So like we're not they all leave to go to better schools and like it doesn't really matter. Like if you apply yourself.
Can I
you
come
can do
home for Christmas
want.
This year just to see how everyone
oh my God,
treats
you would love it.
Little Jimmy? Because you know they're like, hey, little Jimmy, there he is.
Throwing balls at him and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't catch that, you pussy. What?
Whoa,
that's weird. No, no.
Leave that second helping the lasagna.
Turn around and balls are fucking shoot by his head. Like, catch that, Jimmy.
Here's the thing. He doesn't get treated different at all. I have one nephew.
He shouldn't.
He's 17. And he's like, yeah, talk to me when he's in the pros. He's not making a big deal. And we're like, dude, he's on the Twins.
He's in the pros.
The Twins have signed
that
him.
Is,
he's under
minor
contract.
Leagues are the pros.
So
absolutely,
this year
yes.
for Christmas.
What round did he get drafted in?
He didn't. That's the
oh,
weird.
Wow.
He left and played for.
Wait, did he go to college?
He went to college at
where?
VCU.
Virginia Commonwealth.
Yeah.
That's a good baseball school.
Well, he was at Temple University, but uh-huh. they canceled the program, so he had to go to VCU, and then he was a year behind,
Got it.
They didn't draft him, so he started playing for a Missouri minor league ball club. And
good
from there,
him.
He got drafted.
Oh, Jesus. He's going to be a story.
So he really busted his ass. Like, he's incredible.
Yeah. No wonder
incredible.
Why he's 24. And I wasn't
right.
saying that sarcastically.
No, no.
In
but
the
he,
pros, you know
he
what I mean?
He got lost. Like, 2 years got lost because he, you know, they transferred.
Listen, in all honesty, all the Kerrigans are a little lost.
Oh, we're all backwards. But the 17-year-old for Christmas, they bought him a Jimmy jersey with Kerrigan on it. Like,
no, they fucking didn't. That's hilarious.
Just to piss him off.
Is it his brother or just a cousin?
It's his nephew. I mean, it's his cousin.
Yeah. Does Jimmy know he feels that way?
Oh, yeah. We always, every time Jimmy, like, we watch.
Talk to me when you're the pros, bro. Telling him that to his face.
We watch him on, like, you can put it on the computer on the Apple TV. And so we watch him on TV mm-hmm. when I'm home. My mom has it hooked up. Like I said, that's all she does is, you know, she's like Harry Carey calling the game and just fucking. Getting back into, oh, I have my blood drawn. Anyway, Jimmy just hit a double. So what they said was, oh, no, they left him stranded. All right. And it, you know, it's just constantly going. So we were watching, and Jimmy hit this blast, 3-run homer. And we were like, yeah. And we're screaming. The whole house is going crazy in this little row home because my mom's in the same house. And then I pan all the way around, and Brandon, my nephew's just sitting there like, it's no big deal.
That guy's meat. He's been in for 7 innings.
That guy's 36 pitching right now, for Christ's
sake. He's on a rehab stint.
So yeah, nobody
just
gets...
That's so Philly. Just shitting all over anything.
We're so evil to one another. But yeah, those. Yeah, and Jimmy could have went the same direction. Like he could have went in a bad direction. He had a couple bad fights growing up. Too, one that he got in a lot of trouble for because he really hurt the kid, but it wasn't they kept coming at him, you know what I mean? That's like not like me where it was like, oh, your brother said you were going to beat me up, so they just start punching me and then I just have to figure it out,
yeah,
and then lay these girls out. Like,
speaking, you know, of which, that's where I think I interrupted you and you said your brother sent you and Edie,
oh, yeah,
over
and
to
Edie,
the park to
over to the playground, yeah, to fight these girls, and when I got there I realized they were all Edie's age. So I was like, oh, I'm not in this. You know, that's 4 years difference. I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah.
They were all young girls. So then I tried to, as the adult, 13, you know, work it out.
Mediate it.
And one of the girls went back and told this girl that I punched her in the face. And I never touched the kid. She was little.
This old bitch punched me in my
yeah.
face.
So, but it was terrible because what happened was she was related to this girl from this awful, awful gang.
Uh-oh.
Awful gang on Broad and Snyder. Like, not way out of our neighborhood, but out of our neighborhood. The other side of Broad is a whole nother.
But even in your neighborhood, it's like either... You're here, you don't even, that's like worlds apart, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And I did hang on that side for a little bit, but this was, I had stopped hanging on that side, so I knew of these girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I used to hang on this 12th and Wolf, which is the other side of Broad, and so I knew of them because their signature thing was to beat girls and guys up. They would take the guy's pants off and the girl's shirt off and make them go home with no clothes, like... That
and you're
was
like,
their...
go ahead. I'm making all time anyway.
Dude.
I'm developing. So go ahead, man.
Let's play Guess What I Am.
Yeah. Play that. Who's Caitlyn now? Anyway, no. But yeah, so I didn't give a shit. Like, I never bothered with them, but I knew they were dangerous and they all had weapons. They were weapon girls. I wasn't a weapon girl. I didn't do that,
yeah,
you know. So, like, if I had a fight, I will fight with my hands. I never need to... knives or whatever. They had, these girls had fucking chains and shit. It was awful.
What, so they, one night, Michael Jackson video,
it was worse than anything I'd ever experienced. So one night they show up at the playground and I'm just unsuspectingly, again, because somebody got somebody after me, because, you know, you said, yeah, you were gonna beat me up. So she comes in the playground and there's like, I want to say like 10 or 12 of them, and they're all, you know, older than me. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I stand up, like, because you can feel it. And yeah, they have, like, little bats. I can't think of the word. Blackjack. The cops used to carry them.
Billy clubs.
Billy clubs.
That's, yeah, it. We don't call them that, so I'll never get the right name.
Yeah.
They're terrible what we call them. So I was like, they had those. They had, like, chains. They had bats. They had knives. And I was like, what the fuck? So I stand up and then all my friends kind of like stand behind me because they're like, Eleanor's got to fight. You know, Eleanor's the fighter. I'm like, shit. So I'm like, what's that? And they're like, you hit so-and-so. And I didn't even know the person's name.
Yeah.
Because it was that little, one of those little girls. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't even know who you're talking about. And I tried to talk my way out of it. Mm-hmm. And my best friend who was with me, actually, I was 15. Not 13. I was 15 at this point. And my best friend was 16 and she was pregnant. So.
Fuck,
it's trash.
Hey, how dare you? So she is trash. Anyway, so no, I love her. And we didn't know what to do. So we were like, fuck, this is Broad and Snyder. This is Broad and Snyder. We're about to get killed. So out of nowhere, she pulls a knife and
who?
The girl, the,
oh, okay,
the,
not
the lead girl.
Chick.
No,
okay.
No. She pulled a knife. I can't say her name because she's kind of still,
yeah,
there.
Don't.
Okay.
So we'll just call her Cindy.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Cindy.
So Cindy, she pulled a knife and I was like, oh, so my friend Franny that was pregnant was like, let's get out of here. So we just ran out the side entrance. And I was like, wait, we can't run. So I stopped. I'm like, we can't run. This is our neighborhood. You can't do that. I mean, if we're going to have to fight. We got to fight. We'll figure it out. So I turned and I go, Frank, just go home, because she was so pregnant. I was like, we'll deal with this.
Listen, you might go in early labor.
And that's my godson, so don't be fucking around.
Oh my God.
And so she was like, I'm not leaving you. And we went, there was a bar across the street. We ran through the bar because it was my best friend's grandfather owned the bar. So we thought somebody would be in there to help us that's older. And they ran out, and thank God somebody came out. But by the time they came out, that girl had a knife in my throat. And my friend Jesus. Timmy, God love him, Timmy Martin, went to his house. He's like, I got you. He went to his house and he got a butter knife.
So
and
close, like, by, he could run to his house real yes. quick while she's got the knife to her.
Yeah, and he came back with a butter knife.
A butter knife.
Anything's better than
he threw a butter knife at me, and I remember looking at it like, this isn't going to help.
Like, no, butter the bitch.
So I put it up to her throat like, all right, let's see who gets in first. I don't know. Like, but I was holding my ground. This girl's like 4 years older than me. And I was holding my ground, and then this other girl, Kim, came in and broke it up. She was older and a lot stronger, thank God. And she came in and broke it up. But as Kim was breaking it up, one of the other girls came behind to stab me in the back.
Jesus.
And
a separate knife.
Yes, a separate knife. And these were all Puerto Rican girls. These were scary. And so they barely spoke English. I remember that, and that being shocking, like, where are you from? Like, it didn't make sense to us.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't Italian, we didn't understand. You know, like, that's not Italian. I know you're speaking something different.
That's a weird
The Italians
accent.
We deal with. But, and so this kid, Ray Ray Russo, he tackled her.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe
he
this
saved
right
me.
Now.
Ray Ray Russo!
Get your ass in there, man. Tackle somebody.
Ray, how are
Bring
you?
Bring Renee with you, man.
Oh,
Bring your sister Renee.
Ray Ray Russo.
Ray Ray and Renee, baby.
Renee Russo.
Renee did well, man. She did well for herself.
Dude, he saved my life. I could kill him for that. He should have let me die in the playground. No, I'm just kidding.
Shit.
Yeah, that was brutal. And that fight went on for years. That girl was dating a real high up mob guy and wound up, he was the highest ranking mob guy to turn state's evidence. And the whole mob, New York, Philly, all of them were after this girl because they thought she was going to rat. And she would walk around the neighborhood strapped to the gills, just walk around like, who wants some? That's how crazy this person was.
Jesus.
Yeah. So thank
how
God
old was
we.
She at she's, that age?
Had a pet lemur.
She was probably 19. She was probably like 4 years
old.
Damn. Yeah. Because it was, I remember them being older, like, fuck, this is weird. Like, this isn't fair or whatever it is. And then one of the girls got deported, not the one that tried to stab me, the other one. And I was like, oh, shit, because I don't think we had Puerto Rico at that point. Yeah, I don't think they were legal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or she was Dominican. I don't remember, something like that. But she was from over there.
That's
she
crazy.
Got kicked out. And I was like, that's what you get for trying to stab me in the back, bitch.
Holy no. shit. Yeah.
Don't make me butter my buns right here.
So for years, like now, if I get in a fight, my mom goes, don't forget your butter knife, tough guy.
She still does?
Yes.
I love that she jokes about it.
You got your butter knife in your sock?
Kids are on the street with knife fighting, and she's like, where the hell is everybody?
Thank God
Thank
they're
God
out.
They're
Put
out.
On with the window.
Hot dog's here. Hot dog.
My kids are home studying tonight. Meanwhile, there's a butter knife to some fucking girl's throat in South Philly.
Oh, man. That was brutal. Every time I go home, I think of that. When I drive by that corner, I'm like, is she here? What if she saw me? Like, would she start again? Like, because she's relentless. She's still out. And there was one night, me and my brother Billy were at a club, and she was there in a beautiful white suit. I remember the suit because I remember her putting her arms up to dance, and I could see the guns on the side, and I was like, oh, good. Okay.
Guns,
this bitch has
plural.
Holster.
That's
like,
just dope.
She's got a holster on, just doing the bird, and for no reason. I'm like, you know what, Bill? I go, maybe we should leave. Maybe this isn't. And he goes, no, you're fine. Nobody's going to bother you. I'm like, all right, here we go. And nobody's.
Billy I've been to these. Connection. Just a few years ago, my cousin really wanted to take me to this. And I'm not a club guy at all. And wanted to take me to this club in Baltimore.
You're not?
Not at all.
You look like a clubber. He's like,
yeah,
clubber leg.
It's the shirt that's throwing you off.
Clubber
leg. It's the shirt that's throwing you off. But we go. There's no pat down. There's no metal detector, and it's one of these $20 all you can drink, and it's like a warehouse, and it's packed. And I was like, "This is fucking Baltimore City. There's no way everyone in here.
Were there any disco balls
is
at
clean.
All?
If there weren't disco balls, there were definitely shit banging off the walls. You know what I mean? The little disco lights banging off
yeah,
the walls.
Oh, yeah, the little
shit.
Yeah,
that shit.
Are you a clubber?
I've been to a club.
Big clubber.
Once or twice in my life.
Oh, my God. I did it every weekend.
Out here?
No, Philadelphia. Oh, I started when I was 14, 15. My sister was 10 years older. We looked exactly alike.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a compliment to her or me. But nobody questions.
Well, since you were smoking since 9, I'm just saying it's a compliment to her.
Well, listen, I have to get out of here.
Can't even hear about the club?
You want to hear about the club? Tell the club. Because
no,
what I was going to say was this.
Oh, your club.
That's all. I mean, it was just.
Did it?
I was scared to death.
That was
I wanted
story?
To get the fuck out of there. That's why
no
I wrapped it up.
He's got
to
get
that's
out of here.
Wrap it up.
So he's got nowhere to go.
Here's what I want to say. We love you. I know you've got a million more stories. So every October, we do all ladies, and we donate a portion of our merch to breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. Will you please just come back and do that?
Yeah.
It's only a couple months, but come back. Let's keep, because we could go with you forever, and this is on me. I got to get out of here. So.
All right. I'm excited.
Thank you for being
here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's
Jay
great
seems
to see
upset.
You.
I mean, well, he
I
mean wants,
I, you guys
I feel
going.
Like we just started hitting a stride.
I got a
we
disco did. Ball.
I want to hear that story about the giraffe. Oh.
That's my sister,
I apologize,
Karen,
and I promise you're going to be right back here.
I'm excited. Thank
all right.
You.
Will you please again with your social media?
Oh, yeah, my
stuff
social media, EJ Kerrigan. And I am going on tour with Dice. We start on June 29th in Mount Airy, the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mount Airy, Maryland?
Mount Airy.
Oh,
no, the Poconos, Pennsylvania. Oh. And you could go to his website. All the dates are on there. We're gone till the 14th. It ends in July 14th in Atlantic City. But there's a bunch, New York, Jersey, all those dates. And then from the July 17th, I'm headlining Reno Laugh Factory in the Silver Legacy.
Love it.
Very exciting.
That's
for the whole week
stuff.
So
awesome. Well, always great to have you on. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media,
ryansickler.com, ryansickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.